This is Breakfast with Russ.
I love it.
Here on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
There's been a lot of talk online about the Perth Mint recently, specifically about whether they have the physical silver in stock for people to buy. People are claiming the Mint is defaulting on silver purchases, but in bright red letters on the Mint's website, it reads, "Important notice, no silver shortage at the Perth Mint." So what's going on? Richard Hayes is the CEO of the Perth Mint and joins me now. Richard, it's nice to talk to you.
G'day, Russell. Nice to talk to you as well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Can customers still buy physical silver?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they always have been able to buy physical silver. There is no shortage at Perth Mint. The issue is that we have a number of customers who are wanting silver in a specific form. And there is a manufacturing lead time for that, which means that there's a delay in providing them that particular form of silver. But if they want the standard forms of silver that we have, there is no delay whatsoever, and there hasn't been.
What is the standard form of silver, Richard?
So if you are wanting silver, we have 1,000-ounce bars, which is the standard London Good Delivery bar. We have 60 tonnes of that silver available right now for depository customers and other customers. We also have 1-ounce silver kangaroo coins for those who wish to buy silver in smaller quantities. Where you have a customer who wants a particular size bar that we have to manufacture, that will take a little longer because there is a manufacturing lead time.
Is that what the problem is? It's people, when you say they want a specific form, so it could be people saying, I want 575 ounces of silver, please.
Well, yes. So typically, if somebody's got a holding of, say, 575, as you say, they might want that delivered to them in a series of 20-ounce bars and 10-ounce bars and half-ounce buttons. Now, for that to happen, obviously there is a manufacturing lead time for that.
Richard Hayes is my guest, the Perth Mint Chief Executive Officer on ABC Radio Perth, and we're talking about, well, there's some online chatter that's been going on talking about the Perth Mint and it not being able to meet the demand of silver customers. We're just getting some clarity on that. So those 1,000-ounce bars of silver, if somebody was to buy one of those today, could they basically take it home today if they wanted to?
Absolutely.
And then what about the if they were to get a form that would have to be purpose poured for them and made, how long would that take?
It depends on the product that they want. But if it's a somewhat unusual product, it might take some weeks for us to manufacture that. Clearly, as Australia's largest and leading refiner of gold and silver, we have quite significant operations, and there's scheduling issues that we have to take into account. We refine something like 350 tonnes of gold every year and 300 or 400 tonnes of silver every year. There are clearly manufacturing schedules that are attached to all of that. You can't just stop the factories that we have and just slot something in because this is all scheduled weeks out. So if a customer does want something specific, we can generally accommodate them, but there is a waiting time.
And so then, has Perth Mint defaulted on any purchases?
Not that I'm aware of, and I don't see how we could have defaulted given the amount of silver that we have in stock. There's a lot of chatter out there, and there's been a lot of chatter not only about us, but about a number of other silver suppliers and silver dealers, not only in Australia, but overseas as well, because the price of silver has increased significantly over the last 12 months, and that has made silver an interesting product for investors worldwide.
You mentioned, I mean, the price of silver has skyrocketed in the last 12 months. Why has there been that flight to silver?
I think there's a couple of reasons for it. One, obviously, and we saw this towards the end of last year and the early part of this year, as some of the speculators tried to corner the silver market, and you saw a significant squeeze on silver in early February. There's a lot of chatter on Reddit about it. The the problem that the speculators have is that the silver market is very, very deep, and it's not really like trying to corner the market on a particular stock and force its price one way or another. The silver market is a very deep market. It certainly had an effect on the price, of that there's no doubt. And you've seen a herd mentality as well as people start to pile into silver, a little bit like what we saw with gold in the financial crisis, a little bit like you're seeing a little bit with property at the moment, with big runs on the share market when the price goes up on a particular stock. And you've certainly seen some stock manipulation with game stocks earlier this year where there were a group of speculators trying to corner the market on that particular stock. It's no different.
Richard, we have a couple of questions from listeners. Is that manufacturing time lead advertised clearly? Are people, you know, made aware of it?
We're going back to our terms and conditions and making sure that we are clear on that. We do talk about a 10-day period, but the 10-day period is to do with the quotation and arranging freight costs once the physical product is available. And once that size is available, we will certainly ship it to them immediately. But the 10-day period is for us to get freight quotes. Obviously, you can't just put this in Australia Post, especially if it's going overseas. You can't just put it in a FedEx pack. You can't just put it on a courier because it is precious metals. It is worth something. There is specialized freight and transport that is used often to deliver physical silver and physical gold to our customers, not only in this country. We have customers in 130 countries. So we're very used to shipping these products around. But those shipping quotes sometimes do take a little time to obtain. We're not a freight company. That's all outsourced to the specialists.
Mark in Innaloo rang to ask, where does the mint get its silver from? Is how much of it's manufactured in Australian mines and how much comes from overseas?
There's not enough mined in Australia for us to fulfill all of our needs. So we do import silver from overseas, but we're very careful from whom we do import it. It's always from London Bullion Market Association accredited refiners or accredited sources. So we do import silver. That is absolutely the case because there just isn't enough mined physically in Australia.
Breakfast, weekdays from 5 a.m. with Russ on ABC Radio Perth.